you know, uh-huh. and grits, uh-huh. or malta meal, you know.
Yeah.
You cook that cornbread just like that.
That's good. What do you call that kind of bread that's sweet and fried and it has a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Okay. What do you call the kind of donut that's long and twisted like this?
Well, they're twists or... I guess that would be it.
Okay. What do they put in donuts to make them rise?
You fix them just like you do cake batter.
Uh-huh.
Only you have it, you don't put as much liquid in it so as you can roll them out and then cut them.
Uh-huh.
See? And then you have a donut cutter. You know, all... biscuit cutters comes with a donut cutter.
Oh, is that right?
When you buy.
Huh.
And it's got that little bitty one
uh-huh.
in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And you untwist it, and it's on two little knobs that sticks up there, and it's got a hole in this little thing, and you twist them on there, and you cut your donut out, and those little old things that comes out in that little deal about that big around, they're delightful to drop them in that hot grease.
Uh-huh. I bet so.
Yeah, they're just real good.
Oh. Did you ever hear of a donut that has three little strips across the hole? What if you just took a big lump of donut dough, you know, without cutting it out with the mm-hmm. cutter and just fried it that way? Would you?
It would be like that twist, long.
Uh-huh.
It'd cook like that.
Okay. What do you call those things that you stack up and put
hotcakes?
What?
Hotcakes.
Okay.
Or pancakes.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you usually make them out of?
You make them with flour and you put a little bit of leavening, you know. Baking powders,
uh-huh.
salt, and sweet milk.
That does to me now.
Isn't that something?
It's just dirty. It does not turn me green. It just needs dirt. What do you pour over pancakes when you...
Syrup.
Okay. Do you ever use anything else?
Maple syrup, huh?
Yeah. Well, do you ever use anything besides maple syrup?
Yes, my mother used to make it. We called it homemade syrup. And she'd brown a little bit of sugar in a stewer or in a skillet.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's better because it's heavy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't burn things so quick. And she'd brown that little dab of sugar. And then she'd put some water and enough sugar in there to make it get syrupy, thick like... as thick as maple syrup, you know, it's runny,
mm-hmm.
you know how it is. And then you'd use we didn't ever have it, when I can remember, maple flavoring. You can buy it now,
uh-huh.
but you couldn't then, and she'd use vanilla. That was the only flavoring you had, with that and spices of some kind.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And my dad liked spices, and she'd put nutmeg in that syrup
uh-huh.
and make those pancakes.
Okay.
Now, if you think that wasn't a job to cook for 13.
Oh, I can imagine.
Well, I'd say 12, because, as I said, one sister died when she was three.
Oh, yes.
And but I remember when we was all at the table at one time.
Mm. And she had to cook all that.
Year in and year out. And I've cooked for them, all of them,
uh-huh.
long before I was 12 years old. I'll tell you something.
I'll see how you did it.
I'll tell you one thing, and I'm not bragging, but I used to be the talk of the town for a cook.
I guess. I can see we got lots of practice.
I really did. And when I moved out here,